This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. I try to address you, America, every day. And I sometimes bring expert guests in to help me, but today I decided to bring America to help me in the form of Joe Sixpack. Joining us for the first time ever, we're now talking with Joe Sixpack. Good evening, Joe.
This is Joe.
So,
how are you?
I'm good, Joe. I am good. Now, you're not supposed to, I shouldn't confuse you with a case or a 12-pack or anything. You're just Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, no, Joe the Fifth is not part of this discussion.
Gotcha, Joe the Fifth, gotcha. As you're looking out across America, Joe, as, you know, just everyday American that you are, what do you think about what you're seeing coming from the leftists in the press and the way they're, like, for example, how they're talking about harassing and intimidating and all this other stuff. What are your thoughts on that?
The mask is off. I mean, really, the mask is off because, you know, for years they have been, you know, it's the typical John McCain kind of mentality, you know, go along, get along, and just be congenial and don't reveal too much. Just be kind of cordial to one another. And now what we're seeing is that thanks to Trump, although this whole thing was birthed, I believe, by the election of Barack Obama and the birth of the Tea Party, I think that's where this all started. Right. And now what we're seeing is that with the advent of Trump, we have seen him so enrage the left that they are taking their own masks off. And, you know, really, and I've said this for years, Bill, I've said, you know, the best way to defeat evil is to get it to unmask itself, because once it does, people want no part of it. Up until that point, they're just deceived. So what we're seeing right now with the election of this socialist in New York and this Mexican president, this commie.
Did we lose Joe?
Am I there?
Oh, yeah, you're still here. I thought you just stopped so suddenly. You sounded like you were rolling, so I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no, not at all. With Mexico electing this commie, pinko, socialist, Marxist, wacko, AMLO. And by the way, Bill, remember the Alamo.
Yeah.
Beware AMLO. So with all that going on, what's happening is that the left has now unmasked itself, and that's what's given birth to this walk away movement, hashtag walk away movement. So the extreme left is alienating itself and it's getting angrier. You know, whenever anybody is really dug in on something, whenever they're just, you know, they're going to double down no matter what, the more wrong they're proved and the more they're left behind by other people, the angrier they're going to get. And I think we're seeing the beginnings of something worse, not better. I mean, this is building. I don't know if everybody sees it, but this is really building, and not in a good way. So that's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. When you're looking at it, you hear these calls to intimidate and everything. I think back to the time when he was getting, you know, inaugurated.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we lost one innocent Starbucks and an innocent stretch limousine that was from one of the protected classes.
Yeah.
You know, and this kind of anger and this kind of default move to violence and everything, this is really not what they do. Most of them are academics, I think. A lot of them are. All of these people, it's some of these people that turn up for these things seem so easily led. What does regular America, what does Joe Sixpack think about these people who are so easily led this way?
Well, you know, it's an old phrase, and Vladimir Lenin came up with it, the useful idiot.
Right.
Really what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that are not educated, are easily angered. You know, it's the Saul Alinsky model, rub the sores of discontent and get these people angry. And the way they're interpreting the angry politician, the way they're interpreting whatever those politicians want them to do, they're interpreting it in a way that is leading to violence. And, you know, the Antifa is supposed to be anti-fascist and anti-violence and tolerant and all that. But when you look at the entire landscape, and this goes back, you know, at least, you know, 2008 with and 09 and 10 with Occupy Wall Street and all that. Whenever you look at all of those groups, the ones that have always been the violent ones are on the left. And they're the ones who scream, we're the peaceful ones the most. And that's what we saw in Portland. And I'm afraid, Bill, that Portland, what we saw over the weekend was fascinating. As you have these right wing protesters, you get a permit and go out, and Antifa comes along, and you know it's like these guys on the left have been poking the guys on the right in the chest for years now. And at some point, the people who get poked in the chest are just going to say, you know what, I've had enough. And you see that, or I saw it in that video. There was a video of these protests in Portland with these guys on the right. Were just this one guy in particular was just cold cocking these people, knocking them out. I mean, I think that's a microcosm of what we could be witnessing here. I mean, the guys on the right do not get violent. And I'll even take that a step further. If you're going to talk extreme right and, white supremacists and the neo-Nazis, you want to bring that up with me, I'm going to tell you those are really leftists. I mean, when you get down to it, they're leftists. Nazis are socialists. And that's what we're witnessing rise up today is socialists. I mean, just today the news came out that Rand Paul, his family was threatened by a guy with an axe. And not too long ago, he was attacked in his own yard by a neighbor. And these are leftists that are doing this. I mean, I would love for somebody to tell me, anybody on the left, tell me one person that was attacked by somebody from the right. It's funny. My partner in this whole exercise with Joe Sixpack here, we went out to dinner one night at a local establishment, and we were. We walked out, and there was a young millennial male and two, I guess they were girls from India. And they were. We started talking about immigration, and this thing descended into a one-hour, just all-out verbal brawl over stuff like this. And I challenged the guy. I said, tell me one person. It was funny because the guy's in his 20s. I said, give me one right-wing terrorist. Tell me one. And he started rattling them off. He said, Timothy McVeigh. Nope. He was agnostic. His religion was science. And he just went down all these lists. He started looking in his phone like it was going to start giving him answers. You know, these people, they just can't sit back and say, you know what, let's look at this objectively. They're completely unable to do that because everything they espouse turns out to be wrong. And the more wrong you are, the angrier you get until you say, maybe I'm wrong, which they never do.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you would, Joe. We're going to go and go pay a few bills. And when we get back, more of Joe Sixpack from America. This is Lock and Load.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Instead of taking a survey to find out what America thinks, I just invited America on the show today. In the form of Joe Sixpack. We're talking about things that the left is doing right now. What do you think about the faux outrage at the policy that existed when Bubba was still in the White House as far as, you know, on the border?
Well, it's really fascinating to see. By the way, what is the name of your studio again? Because I like that.
The AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, body armor company called AR-500 Armor.
Nice. Well, so to answer your question on this whole immigration thing, I mean, look at what we've got. Look at what's happened in just the last couple of months. You had Kanye West come out of Donald Trump and his wife Kim Kardashian. I think if you combine their Twitter followers, you have more people than who voted in 2016.
Very likely.
You have 72 million followers. So you have Kanye West, who is now supporting Donald Trump. You have Diamond and Silk out there who are supporting Donald Trump. And you've got, what's that, Terrence Williams on Twitter. And you've got a lot of these black conservatives out there who are just, you know, they're loving this stuff. And they're loving Donald Trump. And I think what you're seeing is that there's a migration, if you will, away from Democrats. And it goes back to the walk away hashtag. There's
right.
migration away from that. And that includes blacks. And that is a contingency that the Democrats absolutely must have. And to this point, since FDR and LBJ, they've had it to the tune of 90%. But what we're seeing now is that number is dropping. So what we're witnessing with this immigration, I believe, is nothing but sheer desperation on the left. They need these illegals in here. They need these people in this country to vote. And it may be too little too late for them, because I don't know that they're going to be able to stem this tide this quickly. But, I mean, they have made a calculated decision that they are going to bank on the illegal alien vote. I mean, that's crazy. But, I mean, that's what we're seeing. You know, when Bill Clinton was in 1994, when he's talking about sensible immigration laws, and even Obama, which he was lying all along, but even when they were doing it, they're to the point now where they can't afford to even give it lip service. They need these people desperately, and it's not going to go well. It doesn't seem. But that's what they're doing.
Now, just a little while ago, I was talking about. Do you remember Marine Sergeant Andrew Tomaracy?
Yes, he was the one who, in Mexico, he was pulled over and arrested and detained for what, a year or something?
214 days. Now,
wow.
I don't remember them getting upset about that. This was and around the same time, this was when Obama was doing his masterful swap of the entire chain of command of the Taliban for Bo Bergdahl.
Right.
We don't leave anybody behind.
Yeah, no, you're right about Tamarefi. I forgot about that. He got separated from his family, right?
Oh, yes, he did. He got separated from his family for 214 days in a Mexican jail because he took a wrong turn because he dared to go to San Diego for PTSD treatment after he, you know, served in two combat tours.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice some of the – I mean, that's a really, really nice – it's an honest nugget that I don't hear anybody talking about, but, I mean – Is that the kind of outrage that we're seeing in America? Do they see the hypocrisy going on right now amongst the left when it comes to, it's okay for, and the angel families that are out there that have had their children killed by illegal aliens or, you know, MS-13 members or any of that other stuff. Is that resonating amongst?
I think it's starting to. And, you know, I was in radio for several years during the Obama administration. And probably like you, I'm like looking around going, don't you people see this? You know, well, don't you see this? What's going on here? And I think, God makes things all work to his to for his good. You know, I think that's kind of where we are with this. And what we're seeing is that Donald Trump comes in there and he doesn't mince any words, and he draws a crowd, he draws attention, and the media is trying its best to run interference and trying to cover up this hypocrisy. But it took 8 years of Obama and them being completely in the tank on one side, and now they're completely the opposite direction. I mean, it's not enough that they had 8 years of just being biased towards one side. It's being followed now by hopefully 8 years of them being biased against that entire side. It's a double whammy. And I think that reality is helping to further what you're talking about, which is people are starting to see this. And that and all of that with Trump's straight talk, I think that's really, you know, no offense to John McCain, but that's really what we're seeing here is, you know, you've got the walkaway movement, you've got Trump's straight talk, you've got unbelievable bias being exposed in the media over the last 10 years. And yeah, I do think people are beginning to wake up. But I will say this, in order to make sure we don't have a blue wave or that the House doesn't get taken over by the socialist Democrats in November, I'd really like to see a couple things happen. One is some deep state indictments. And the second would be, you know, is there enough time to build the wall at least on the California-Mexico border? If they were able to do that by November, I think it would be a slam dunk. I mean, we've seen a lot of winning right now since 2016.
Right.
But we've only seen singles, doubles, and a couple of triples. I want to see some home runs. That's what I want to see. Let's start seeing some deep state indictments and the wall being built.
Is there somewhere that Joe Sixpack could be seen online if people wanted to look at Joe Sixpack and see what Joe Sixpack talks about?
Sure, you can go to Real Joe Sixpack on Facebook and at Real Joe Sixpack on Twitter.
I need to put that. I need to ask that at the beginning of the next thing so I can put it in the show notes and everything else for later on for the on-demand part of it. But joined tonight by America, by Joe Sixpack. This isn't flyover country or anything. This is just Americana. We'll continue that conversation when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
So between the president of Mexico and also the I guess you would call him the president-elect, but I think he's going to try and help us with border. We have unbelievably bad border laws, immigration laws, the weakest in the world, laughed at by everybody in the world. And Mexico has very strong immigration laws, so they can help us until we straighten out our immigration laws, which have been bad for many, many years, decades.
President Trump at the White House earlier today discussing a phone call he had with the new president of Mexico. Also going on today at the White House was a daily press briefing by Sarah Sanders. Once again, the topic turned to North Korea.
We're continuing to make progress. Ambassador Kim had a meeting just yesterday with members of the North Korean delegation, and Secretary Pompeo, as I just mentioned, will be headed to North Korea later this week.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Do check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Joe Sixpack tonight. Joe, I've got a question for you. Now, how do you feel about the Never Trumpers? I refer to them as the Frito-cons. Bill Kristol, Jonah Goldberg, yep. George Will, that group of fun boys. How do you feel about them?
David, we have a new generation of them. I mean, Ben Shapiro is doing his level best to try to become one of those guys. I think the majority of them, I mean, Red State just completely folded Eric Erickson's website. You know, because they got to a point, and you know, the left is guilty of this, but the Never Trumpers have been guilty of it too. You know, I understood at the time, you know, what they were saying back in, I guess, late 15, early 16. They were kind of put off by Trump and the Ted Cruz movement. And you know, I was a Cruz supporter too, but I mean, from the very beginning, I was like, Trump is real, man. He's speaking the truth. And, you know, we got so frustrated and sick of the same old at those debates. You know, we get every 4 years, we get to see these guys just play milquetoast, soft pedal stuff. And finally, we had a guy calling these people out, and it just felt so, it was so refreshing. And the Never Trumpers, these are people that, as time went on, if they were honest, they would say, you know what, I was wrong, because this is a real movement, and it's got real results since he took his oath of office. But for some reason, pride is just one of those things that it is so hard to put aside and say, I was wrong, and they can't do it. But then there's a strain of them, like the Bill Kristols and the George Wills that you mentioned. Their livelihood is being threatened. I mean, they're think tank guys. They're in the heart of the swamp, and you know they live off of that stuff, and they are seeing their livelihood threatened. So you've got that aspect, which I think is actually more insidious and worse, because these people have really exposed themselves for who they are. They're elitists. They want to be above all of us. And that's not what this country was founded on. This country was founded on the people, the backbone of this country, working and keeping this country going. And those people have largely become leeches over the years. They've become leeches off of tax dollars and donations and, you know, corporate donors and everything else. They're part of the system. And, you know, say what you will about Trump, and this is just a fact. He's not tied to lobbyists and donors. He's not beholden to them. I mean, right. Just take a look at milquetoast Marco Rubio. I mean, this guy is so compromised, so dirty. And he's an anecdote. He's a living anecdote of what's wrong with all of those guys, those Republicans in office. Not all of them. I'll say vast majority of them in office, and they're threatened right now. They're threatened, and they don't know what to do. And it's amazing to watch. It really is.
Is the threat due to the fact that for all of this time, it seemed like bringing the country back to the right was going to consist of decades and years and, you know, this and that and all this other stuff. And then Trump comes in. And Trump's like, you know, I'm going to get a bunch of stuff done before I'm halfway through my first term.
Yeah.
And then he goes out and does it. He goes out and does it. I mean, how many times is the can being, let's see, did it start getting kicked down the road with Truman on North Korea? You know, he gets out there and I don't know what he said to China and I don't know what he said to, you know, but he called him out and he didn't play the game of the, you know, the old Potomac two-step or whatever they call it. But
right. It
is the threat to them, the fact that you don't need a lot of time to actually do these things. You could do them if you just go out there and do them. And
right.
For the Frito-Cons, there's no money in that because then they lose their little cush position they've got.
That's right. And that's what we're seeing. You know, I liken it to Trump is like a living, breathing AA meeting. You've got picture D.C. as the mouth of America, and all of the states are the country's organs. And D.C. has been just drinking alcohol, power, you know, just money, just taxpayer dollar, everything else. They've just been drinking all this stuff. And all of the organs have finally just said, you know what, we can't take this anymore. You're killing us. But D.C. is just like, no, but it tastes good. It really makes me feel good. It tastes good. And we're just saying, no, we need an intervention. And that's what we're getting. We're getting an intervention from courtesy of Donald Trump. So hats off to the organs.
Do you think, I'm not a political consultant by any stretch of the imagination, although I'm pretty sure you and I could start a really good organization right now just going out there and talking to any Republican, because the Republicans, there for a minute, I thought that there might be a chance of a blue wave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's going to be a blue ripple. Despite the apathy from the Ryans, you know, Ryan tried his very level best to give us amnesty last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, and why he's involved in anything at this point, I think he should just shut up and just, you know, you guys want to recuse yourself, that's fine. Coast, House, coast. And don't worry about that. And find us a speaker that actually speaks. But despite all that stuff, despite all of their attempts to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, the Democrats, they just can't, they really can't help themselves, can they? I mean, they're...
No, the mask is off. The mask is off the Democrats. I mean, you have right now, you have Mad Maxine out there basically calling for violence against the right. And you have Pelosi and Schumer of all people telling her to shut up. And she's saying, no, you shut up. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about circular firing squads and we look for them wherever we can find them. Right. But I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're on the brink of seeing. And, you know, we should really kind of, get on this bandwagon and help finish the job. I mean, this is, like you, and I've written about it, probably 6 months ago, you know, in order to prevent a blue wave, we gotta have two things. I mean, what were the two biggest things that were chanted at Trump rallies? One was lock her up, and the other was build that wall.
Build that wall.
You know, we really, and especially with this AMLO character that's just been elected. I mean, think about this, Bill. How does a guy that's running for president run on a platform that says, when I'm going to be elected, when you elect me, I'm going to send you to another country because that's your right to go emigrate from our country. Shouldn't a president want his country to be better for his own citizens? So what that tells me is that it's not about betterment for his own citizens or his own country. It's about invasion. That's what they want. They want invasion. And when we start to realize that, this kind of stuff, when you think about this stuff, people don't want to think that stuff. They don't want to believe that. But that's what these people are advocating for. I mean, how do you, as a president, run on a platform that you're going to export your own citizens?
Good question. Hold right there for me, if you will. More from Joe Sixpack when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Joe Sixpack about what's going on in the country today. America, if you will. Joe, it looks like our favorite president is going to get to put another Supreme Court justice in there. And that's going to really that's really going to make the left side. You think we're going to see an implosion on that one? I mean, they're already getting out there and they've taken the Biden standard, which was never really a rule. It was a presidential thing. And now they've taken that and made it a midterm thing, even though we got Kagan confirmed in the midterms.
Yeah. I mean, every single solitary argument they make is, you know, turned back on them, and they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. It's really amazing to watch. It is going to be key, though. I mean, we saw Gorsuch appointed to replace a conservative firebrand in Scalia,
right.
Which, you know, the left is probably going to go, okay, we'll give you that one. But this one, this was the swing vote, and so my hope is that Donald Trump doesn't try to satiate them, if you will, in order to get his pick confirmed quicker. So I think he should hold the line and get somebody conservative in there and fight like hell to make it happen. That's
yeah.
What needs to happen.
Well, I think that they're going to, and McConnell surprises me. Something he's almost like he's bipolar. Sometimes I'm looking at him, and you swear to God, his martini must hold formaldehyde in it. But then he comes out like when he was with Merrick Garland and everything during the waning days of the Obama administration. He held that line then, and then you know he had warned them in 2013. You guys are going to regret this whole filibuster. Let's take it away rule. And now he's making them regret it, and he fully intends to move forward with the vote and everything. And there'll be, it needs a couple of Democrats to go and a simple majority of the Republicans, and it's a done deal, right?
Yeah, it would be nice. Well, but what's talking about Mitch McConnell, you know, think about it from a manhood perspective, okay? Your honor, and no pun intended, we're talking about the Supreme Court, but
sure.
Think about Mitch McConnell. I mean, last week, his wife was accosted by a bunch of these left-wing freak jobs outside a building as she's trying to get into a vehicle. I mean, his wife, you know, if somebody were to do that to my wife, I'd bow up a little bit, you know. I would say, this ain't going to happen. And you know, what he needs to understand is that those people that are doing that are doing the bidding of the Maxine Waters of the world.
Sure. Sure.
And, you know, what are you going to do, Mitch? Are you going to have some honor with your woman? Or are you going to back down?
Well, I mean, she didn't back down. She confronted
him. She didn't either. She might have more than him.
Yeah, I mean, in my particular case, if that were to happen in front of me, you'd be hearing the soft pitter-patter of brass casing sitting on the floor if it got too crazy. But, you know, I think this Schumer and Pelosi don't have control of the Democrats anymore. They've gone full Sandernista on them. I don't think Bernie Sanders is out. I think he sort of lost all credibility because he makes, what, $1 million a year? So
yeah.
He doesn't have credibility. But the Sandernistas, like that Ocasio woman out of New York, this is the way they're going.
Yeah.
And these are the true socialists.
Yeah. And true socialists lie. And that's, you know, it's true lies all over again.
Sure.
We just found out this week that she's not the girl from the Bronx. She grew up in a very wealthy enclave of the U.S. So, I mean, she should suffer the same fate as Bernie. I mean, this is what they do. This is who they are. They lie until they get power. You know, and that's the thing about socialism is that it starts with a premise that says we're going to make everybody equal. We're going to make it fair for everyone. And that's their utopia. The problem is there's always got to be somebody to officiate that game. And the people who officiate that game don't want to be fair. They want to be above it all. They want to be more fair than you. And it's very simple if these folks can stand back and look at it. But then we get back to the useful idiots situation, and that's a whole other can of worms.
The thing that strikes me most about this, and I'm a military veteran, and my forward area of deployment, although I never went, was the Middle East. So I look at what the Democrats do, and I look at what the Islamists do, and there's a lot of similarity in that.
Very much so.
Islamists are willing to be deceptive up to a point to where until they gain that, where they think they have the upper hand, and then if they go around lopping heads off, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. And
72 virgins coming your way, and you know, if things go bad, you got 72 virgins and whatever else you got going on. So, and I'm not talking about Muslims; I'm talking about Islamists.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The thing that scares me, and it doesn't really scare me, but the thing that gives me pause, is the Democrats use the same tactic, the same tactic.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Keith Ellison. There's two Muslims in Congress.
Sure.
Andre Carson and Keith Ellison. Yeah. And Keith Ellison, these guys are up to their neck in Muslim Brotherhood. And we have Muslim Brotherhood in this country today that are engaging in political jihad. They're through the halls of power, the halls of Congress. I mean, heck, look at Bill. You had this IG report came out a couple weeks ago, and Huma Abedin, who is a Muslim Brotherhood spy, Hillary Clinton aide, she was mentioned 183 times in that report. Now, how is it that a Muslim Brotherhood spy can be mentioned 183 times in a report on espionage, and there not be any consequences for that? And the reason is that the people in Congress, even the most staunch conservatives in Congress, will not call her out for this. And it's something I don't understand, but it is happening.
Well, I'm waiting to see what the dynamic becomes now, because I kind of think, I know the Frito-Cons think, well, as soon as we got Trump out of office, things can go back to the way they were. Right, Skippy? That's right, Billy. Okay. What do you think, George? Yeah, I think so, Jonah. You know, they're sitting around having cookies and coffee and wearing their suits and looking all prim and proper and sort of like, whenever I think of a Frito-Con, I think of George Plimpton in that Tom Hanks movie where he's his dad. And he's
that big?
Yeah, anyway. So anyway, I digress. Do you think we can go back to that now? Because I live in South Carolina, so we got Trey Gowdy here, and Trey is quitting. He's quitting Congress. And I don't have a problem with that because as good as he is, he never did anything.
Yeah, he's got his flaws.
He never did anything, and he's got plenty of flaws when it comes to stuff like guns and everything, but that's a story for another day. We'll have to tackle that on another day. But I'm looking to see who's coming after the ones we thought were really conservative. I want to see who's coming after that. Because I think there's a bunch of smart people out there that looked at Trump and said, you know, he was talking to the country. The other 17 guys never took the cue. How dense is that?
Yeah. Well, and why is that? Were they compromised? Were they just paralyzed? I mean, you know, what was it? I think that they just don't want to get into that kind of mud because they're so dirty. Well, that may be redundant, but that's just it's fascinating. I think Trump at some point is going to have to win a lot of people over, even if he has to do so by force. You know, it's almost like he's got to wrestle them over to their back. You know, he's still trying to get that and get them over on their back. And I think he's got the leverage right now. It's just going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. But we've got some good guys there. I mean, I think Jim Jordan's doing a good job. And how about this? You know, we're looking at all this deep state stuff and the IG
Before you get into the deep state stuff, we're about to run out of time. One more time, put out, if you would, how they can find you. And I'm going to circle back to you, and we'll talk some deep state stuff if you want to.
Sure. Yeah, it's Real Joe Sixpack on Facebook, at Real Joe Sixpack on Twitter. And in the fall, we got a book coming out called Socialism Sucks.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
You're welcome. It was fun.
All right. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.